Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled to be bringing you this podcast from the bunker of personal power and success. Here we go today. We're talking about a poverty mentality, and it is one of the topics we need to be talking about more of on this podcast, but it's one of the topics I just hate to bring up. I mean, I really do, because I understand it, and I probably understand it as well as anybody out there. Look, we're going to come back to that same old dirty dog. You do not attract what you want, you attract what you are. And when your mind is filled with poverty thoughts, lack, that's what you attract more of. You attract more lack. Have you ever heard the old saying? It's not meant in a nice way, but I think it's nice. The rich get richer? Well, of course they do. And it's not because they have money. It's because they have an abundance mentality. So, yeah, that's a good saying. The rich get richer. I hope they do. Because if they don't, they're going to lose all their money. And that happens, you know, when people win the lottery or make a lot of money quickly, but they still have that poverty mentality. They start attracting poverty back into their life. And it's a sad thing to see because they had money at one time and now they don't have it. So how do you know if you have a poverty mentality? I mean, that's kind of important to know right from the beginning. Before anything else, you need to know if you have a poverty mentality. Well, first, you're always fixated on money. Everything you do is about money. You always think about money, 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 money. And most of the time, you think about the fact that you lack money. If I only had money for this, if I only had money for that, if I only could afford this. You know, I think it's a sad commentary when people use that kind of language or self-talk. Because it serves no purpose other than to keep them broke. You don't want to be broke, do you? Hell no. Hell no. You want money. Because money is good.
Do you desire more money and financial freedom? Put the unlimited power of the Law of Attraction to work for you with the astonishing audio program called Money Like Magic, designed to shift your thinking and turn your subconscious mind into an unstoppable money magnet. This program is being used by successful money attractors all over the world. Money Like Magic is created and produced by miracle mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches, Robert and Rachel Zink. You can't get money like magic anywhere else. Nothing compares. Available for instant download at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Stop whatever you are doing and begin filling your pockets with cash. Money like magic available at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Well, people that have a poverty mentality, if you have one, you probably believe that making large sums of money quickly is difficult. You believe you have to work hard and slave hard and pay the price and all this other, these other kinds of things. And I'm not saying you don't have to put skin in the game. You have to invest yourself. Of course you do. But money comes easily to those people who believe that it comes easily. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. And I am just so happy to be working with you. I want to give you free 30 minutes of my time. Now, just so you understand what that means, when I work with business people around the world on a one-on-one basis, I get $250 to $500 an hour. Okay? So if I'm giving you 30 minutes, I want you to take advantage of it. And I want you to use it. You claim it by visiting our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And claim, just sign up. And if you have something that is going on that's critical, that's time sensitive, include a letter. Include a letter. Now, understand that I only provide this free 30 minutes to people who are serious about empowering their life, their business, their relationship, their vitality. People that seriously want to live an abundance mentality. So claim your 30 minutes right now and develop the kind of mentality that will help you have an incredible relationship, the kind of love you want, the kind of abundance you want. Look at, if you're a manifester, then it's time to start manifesting and manifest more of it. Well, people that have a poverty mentality, they hate rich people. They hate people with money. I found this with a friend of mine who is struggling right now. And he hated being around me. I could tell that. And, you know, I didn't flaunt my money in front of him or anything like that, but I would offer to always pay for lunch, or if he needed a new pair of shoes or some glasses, I wanted to help out there too. I mean, I love him. He's my friend. But I understood where he was coming from. He hated rich people. Well, people with a poverty mentality, they base their decisions, they make their decisions based on fear. They don't make them based on outcome and potential. And because of that, they're always playing it safe. And so it's kind of like the parable that Jesus talks about in the Bible. Those who have little, what little they have will be taken away from them. In other words, you can't live your life based on fear. You can't get rich based on fear. You can't have a great relationship based on fear. It's a poverty mentality. People with a poverty mentality always use this phrase, "I'll get back to you. I can't afford it right now." And they, you know, I remember, this is maybe 8 years ago, going to Leavenworth, and there was a beautiful painting there. And we had a group of about 30 people with us. And this one lady kept looking at this painting, and she went back into this shop 20 times. And she said, "Next year, this painting will be mine." Well, it was an original. How do you know the painting's even going to be there? But her poverty mentality kept her from buying that painting. Her fear, her doubts as to whether she could afford it. If you believe you can't afford it, you're probably right. If you believe you can, you're also right. You'll find a way to attract the money. Well, people with poverty mentalities, you know, they're closed-minded to opportunities, and they like to play the blame game. I was feeling really motivated about making a lot of money or building a business or my new career until you put me down, till you gave me an opinion that I didn't want to hear. Come on now. Let's get real with ourselves, folks. See, I'm telling you stuff that none of the law of attraction gurus will tell you. I'm telling it to you exactly the way it is, not just the way you want to hear it. Well, people with a poverty mentality, they don't do anything to bring about personal development. You know, we have people in our Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching program that never, they have no intention of becoming a full-time Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, but they're doing it because they see it as a wonderful opportunity for personal development. You believe, if you have a poverty mentality, that passive income is a sham. But the truth of the matter is, I know a lot of people, including myself, who are making money through passive income. I went out, not too long ago, to the mailbox, and there was a check in the mailbox. I never even knew I was signed up with this company. You know? I guess I had a little ad running on our website or something, and I made money from them. Passive income is great. Folks, I took 5 people, and I've got them into a program right now, and they're all going to make a ton of money. I have room for 3 more this week. So if you're listening to this program, you know, a month from now, I have 3 more this week. It's last week of September, first week of October. I need 3 more people that can make a decision, move fast, and want passive income. And there's no doors to knock on, none of that crap. Pardon my language. That wasn't right, was it? Yes, it was. It is crap when you have to do all that stuff.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Fail to take action. You know, I'll do this tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I heard a great opportunity. I'll call them next week. Well, the other thing that people with a poverty mentality lack is they lack a mentor. People that have money have several mentors. They've got a mentor for their business. They've got a legal mentor. They've got a mentor for their motivation and for their marketing. And oftentimes they have a physical fitness mentor. You, how many mentors do you have? Just ask yourself that question. Well, and finally, people with a poverty mentality are always talking about what they don't have. They lack gratitude. They don't spend that minute or two every day being thankful for all the good things that they have in their life, all the good things that have come into their life, and all the good things that will come into their life. Be grateful. When you're grateful, you're focused on abundance. You're focused on all the good things you have. You could never stop being filled with gratitude. I mean, if you went through every body part, and give gratitude for it. And your home. And your friend. I mean, just and all the way back to childhood. You could never run out of things to be grateful for. So there you go. Look at it's just as easy to have an abundance mentality, a prosperity mentality, as it is to have a poverty mentality. Why choose the poverty mentality when you can choose the abundance mentality? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, we are out of time, and take some money out of your wallet today and maybe buy somebody a cup of coffee, cup of tea, you know, maybe buy a couple canned goods for the food bank, you know, maybe do a little volunteer work. Put some skin in the game. Do something good for someone today. You have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.